there are a couple ways Detroit's bankruptcy could have a bad influence on other local governments. The simple way is the bad press the nation's biggest municipal bankruptcy will bring. But Detroit's finances have been screwed up for decades. That's not news. The more important way Detroit's bankruptcy could affect small governments is much more complicated. The problem has to do with municipal bond ratings. I warned you, it's complicated. But you got to understand, these bonds are really important to local governments. Jesselyn Morrow helps decide municipal bond ratings at Fitch Ratings.
Ratings are a credit opinion on the local government's ability to pay back its debt, much like a personal credit score is supposed to reflect individuals' ability to pay back their debt.
Morrow says these kinds of bonds are supposed to be a pretty safe bet for investors.
The city is basically selling the bonds and saying, we promise, and not only do we promise, but we have a legal obligation to raise taxes to an unlimited degree in order to pay back this debt.
Here's the thing, and this is important. With Detroit's bankruptcy, the city is asking the judge to treat everyone it owes money the same. Pensioners, bondholders, secured, unsecured, doesn't matter. And that's never happened with these supposedly secure municipal bonds. Other cities that have gone through bankruptcy have given bondholders special status so they get paid first.
Really, in the past, it's been thought of as untouchable. You know, this is now challenging that.
That's Bob Donahue. He's a managing director at Municipal Market Advisors.
Very highly risk-averse investors might choose to stay away from Michigan on principle because of this new developing risk that has come out of the Detroit situation.
You catch that? Donahue says some of his clients have already said they're not interested in any Michigan bonds just because of the uncertainty. If the federal judge agrees to treat all Detroit's creditors the same, people in the bond world say that could really change things for all of Michigan's local governments. That representative from Fitch Ratings we heard from earlier, she says, no doubt, it would affect how they decide bond ratings. Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson cannot believe Detroit's emergency manager is even asking the judge to set such a precedent.
And the first time he said that, we all looked at each other and said, he can't be serious. Well, that is a huge assault on the bond market.
Right now, Oakland County has a perfect AAA bond rating. If it were to downgrade just a notch or two, Patterson says it'll cost him $2 to $3 million more each year. That could equate to higher taxes for people living in Oakland County, or fewer projects, or smaller projects, or cuts in the budget from somewhere else. Patterson's hoping municipal bondholders won't lose their special status like Detroit's emergency manager wants.
And now he's got to sell that to the bankruptcy judge, and I think the bankruptcy judge hopefully has enough experience to say, well, we can't do that. You know, they are a privileged class, but if he lumps them into the category of unsecured creditors, we probably sold our last bond for a while.
And it's not just Oakland County we're talking about. People in the bond market world say the judge's decision on Detroit's bankruptcy could affect local governments across the United States. I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.